And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 6th of October, 2016. It's German-American Day today. It was on this date in 1683. William Penn brought the first group of German settlers to America, to Pennsylvania. 13 of them from the Lower Rhine Valley, most of them Quakers or Mennonites. They came to Pennsylvania and founded the settlement Germantown. It was on this date, 2007, that Jason Lewis and the Expedition 360 team completed the first entirely human-powered trip around the world, traveling on human power alone, no help from motors, animals, or even sails to capture the wind. They didn't do it all at once. It took them, in fact, more than 13 years to accomplish this. Set off from Greenwich, England, July 12, 1994, pedaled a boat across the English Channel, bicycled through France, Spain, and Portugal, then crossed the Atlantic Ocean, which took 111 days, landed in Miami, biked and skated across the continental United States. Jason Lewis had to stop and earn money at various times, worked at cattle ranches, funeral homes. About a year into the expedition, he was rollerblading on a Colorado road when he was run over by a drunk driver, both of his legs broken, one almost amputated, spent 6 weeks in the hospital, 9 months recovering before he could resume his trip around the world. Many mishaps. He was arrested in Egypt as a suspected spy, came down with malaria, had two hernia operations, was robbed once. And finally, on this day, in 2007, he returned to Greenwich. It was on this date in 1600 the opera Eurydice by Jacopo Peri received its premiere at the Pitti Palace in Florence, Italy. Eurydice, the earliest opera that still survives, a retelling of the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, in which Orpheus, the musician, falls in love with the beautiful girl, but just after their wedding, she's bitten by a snake, she dies, he's heartbroken, he goes down into the underworld to try to bring her back. He charms Hades, the king of the underworld, and he agrees to let Eurydice come back to earth with Orpheus on one condition, that he get all the way back to the upper world without looking back to see if she is following. And he almost makes it, but as he's walking out into the sunlight, he turns back, and Eurydice is still in the underworld, and he loses her forever. Here's a poem for today by David Shumate, An Inventory of Moons. If you live to be very old, you may see 1,200 full moons. Some come in winter, and you trudge out into the deep snow to stand beneath their glow. Others come to you in the city, and you take an elevator up to the roof of the highest building and set out a couple of folding chairs to watch it glide across the sky. Or the moon finds you along a foreign shore, and you paddle out in some dinghy and scoop its reflection from the waters and drink it down. The moons of your old age are the most potent, but seem few and far between. They make their way into your marrow and teach it how to hum. When your final moon arrives, it's as if youth has come back to you, though instead of flaunting its yellow hat, now it's dressed in black. An Inventory of Moons by David Shumate from Kimonos in the Closet, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.